Jerry Bader Show, 949. All right, Dave from Nakusa wants to weigh in on the bar ban topic. Dave, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Good morning. How you doing today?
Good.
You know what it is? It's just downsizing everything. It's a DJ and karaoke's a lot cheaper than paying a band. It's like reality TV. There's no production cost.
I think that is a big part of it, or comparable cost, and you get the original music and 8 zillion selections.
Exactly, and I grew up in the Chicago area, and I remember seeing Cheap Ticket Beginnings in Schaumburg and Rocket North in Wisconsin and the Brat Stop, you know, before they were a band. And I think you got in for $2 and a pitcher was $2, and
But
you got to go see live music. Now it's non-existent up here.
Well, now here's, and you know, you've kind of touched on something that an emailer brought up, that all of these bands now are cover bands. If there aren't bands that do original work that can get jobs, where are the new big talent, you know, where the big time acts supposed to come from?
Exactly, and that's it. There's no feeding up the chain anymore, you know, where you got exposure and then you might have got radio airplay on WLS. That's how Styx started.
Yep.
You know, they pounded their single lady to WLS, and people liked it. But, yeah, it's all cover music. Nobody wants to hear original.
Well, so what you end up getting happening, Dave, thanks for the call, are these prefabricated acts, which is why the, you know, top 40 these days, thanks, Dave, tends to be what it is. Let me give you an example of that. The radio industry has done this. And syndicated shows are very popular. But we don't have a farm team because with so many hours of syndicated programming in the talk format, now the station runs itself. So you can't even work your way up from a board op to on air. There are just not the opportunities. And that is what it is. Technology impacts everything. And I really believe the technology here. I mean, if you know music, I could be a DJ. You know, if somebody, I would have to confine myself to classic rock. That's really, you know, which in itself is a vague definition. I grant you that. But, you know, we're getting conflicting reports here that there are still a lot of good local bands, or that there's business. But, I mean, if you're a business, and then there are different elements of this. There are, you know, for weddings and private events, and there are bars. That's what I'm wondering. How often do bars contract with live bands anymore? In the 80s, I mean, even in Little Coleman and Pound, you would find bands most weekends. Some were surprisingly good for a small town. Some were surprisingly bad, even for a small town. But it was a meager little cover charge. I complained about having to pay the cover when you'd walk in, and it happened to my brother and me all the time. All the time. The guy's doing the drum solo. Crap, they're almost done. But it was a couple of bucks. So who cared? Obviously, bars aren't finding the return on their investment. No, there are some good ones. A friend just emailed. Yeah, there are some good ones out there. I think the argument is there's just not the market for a lot of them anymore. And I don't know if that's true locally, and I'm not saying it is. There is a topic that I know other shows in the state, and I will give credit where credit is due. I know Vicki McKenna in Madison has spent quite a bit of time on this. I have not gotten to it. It is a Wisconsin connection to the undocumented children coming in. Adam Tobias at Wisconsin Reporter had this yesterday. He quotes Ron Johnson dealing with a story of undocumented minors that could be sheltered in Madison. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says the federal government isn't being honest about the wave of unaccompanied child immigrants crossing the Mexican border. Johnson said he didn't learn that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services was asking the city of Madison to look for a 90,000-square-foot facility to shelter up to 250 undocumented minors until he spoke this week with Wisconsin Reporter, which first reported those details Tuesday. Johnson also said he was not immediately made aware of the Federal Emergency Management Agency contacting the Milwaukee chapter of Catholic Charities to find three different sites to accommodate up to 300 children who illegally entered the country. And if you follow the news, you know that efforts to do this in other cities, in other states, were halted when there was a blowback from the locals. Now, there are, of course, some who will try to paint this as, well, see, you just hate immigrants. You just hate children. You're just, no, they haven't gone through they haven't gone through the process of coming here legally. So we don't know what infestations, diseases, or other issues they're carrying with them. Johnson told Wisconsin Reporter, it just shows the further abuse of federal power. And let's face it, I would say in many respects, an abuse of presidential authority as well. Johnson also said the federal government isn't releasing information about the shelters because of the health scares coming with the undocumented children. An outbreak of pneumonia and swine flu was reported last week at a Navy base near Los Angeles, where close to 600 child migrants were staying. As the unaccompanied children, why don't we just call them abandoned children? The unaccompanied, that's just like undocumented. The abandoned children continue to be transported to shelters around the country on commercial airlines and other forms of transportation. I have serious concerns that the disease carried by these children may begin to spread too rapidly to control, Georgia Republican Representative Paul Gingrey said in a July 7th letter to the CDC, which is no longer the CDC. It's the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So is it the CDC&P? Anyway, in order to help stop the flood of undocumented minors into the country, Johnson said the Fed needs to do away with the incentives, like billions in welfare for non-U.S. citizens, and deferred action for children that entice the illegal action. Earlier this month, demonstrators in Murrieta, California, successfully turned away three busloads of about 140 undocumented immigrants who were being taken to U.S. processing centers. You essentially have an open borders policy here. This is what you have because these kids aren't going to be deported. Evidence suggests that. And they are going to just be put into communities in this way, even if it is for detainment purposes and not long term. This is a catastrophic situation for the children. It's a catastrophic situation for the country. And yes, it is a security threat. Some of these kids aren't that young and could themselves. We're told they're running from gangs in their country, in their home country. I'm sure that's true. How do you know some of them aren't part of the problem? I know conservative talk radio has had this. I know the Wisconsin conservative blogosphere has had it. How much reporting has the mainstream media done? And how many people are learning, as I say this right now, that the federal government is looking to contract with facilities in Milwaukee and Madison to house these children? And I understand the optics of people protesting and stopping the buses. You hate kids. You hate kids. Well, no, that's not the case. This is wrong. That's the problem. It's 9:58.